Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, January 26th, 2023. So, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
Good. See what I did there?
I did.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't know if our listeners will, so why don't we leap right into the theme?
Okay. Well, the theme revolved around 33 across, developing phenomena literally depicted three times in this puzzle. And the answer to that was snowball effects.
Mm-hmm.
And what the snowball effect was in this puzzle was there would be one word that would be, you know, a one-word answer to a clue. And then that word would be a part of the all of the down clues. Of course, it would be a part, the first letter would be a part of the first down clue, but then the first and second letter would be the beginning of the second down clue, and then the first, second, and third letter would be the beginning of the third down clue, and then so on and so forth. So it starts off with this right away, one across, is gradually develop, literally. And that was the clue for all of these words that you had to sort of repeat the letters for each square. And the answer in this case was grow. Well, one down was pop, and the answer to that was gramps. So the G went for grow and it went for gramps. Two down was farm storehouse. And the answer to that was granary. But you didn't have enough letters, or you didn't have enough squares for granary. So you had to put the GR of grow in granary.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third one down was punished for the weekend, perhaps. And the answer to that was grounded. And you had to put the GRO in the first square. And then finally, number four down was
beer containers.
Yeah, beer containers. And the answer to that was growlers. And so you had to put the whole letter, all the letters from the first word, G-R-O-W, in that to get growlers.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the theme, and they did it three times. So they did it with the word grow, they did it with the word form, and they did it with the word swell. And in each one of the cases, it was always gradually develop, literally.
There's the clue.
Mm-hmm. For the clue. And grow, form, and swell are ways you gradually develop, I guess, literally.
Right.
So that was the theme. And I am just in awe of the author of this puzzle to be able to, I mean, it's hard enough, I think, to be able to mesh, you know, across and down words together, but to actually build on the top of the square, you know, of the square of answers, so that each down clue included the letters of the first across clue was pretty phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
mm-hmm.
It was a stunner.
Yeah.
And this was by Dan Ziering and Quiera Vasquez.
Good job.
And yeah, it was pretty phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
I found the whole crossword to be tough.
Oh, I did too. It took me 52 minutes, which is sort of what a Friday or Saturday would take.
But, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It took me a little less, but not much. 42, 46.
Uh-huh.
I got stuck in the top left, the very beginning bit.
Oh.
Because I got the gimmick in the top right with four and form.
Uh-huh.
forming the first part of reading down faker, forceps, fortunes, and for my part.
Right.
Which one did you, by the way, where did you figure this out? Where was your revelation?
It was, I believe, with No, it wasn't. I think it was Swell.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was actually with Swell. And then I went back up, and then I got Grow, and then I ended up doing it Form.
I got it with Form because I had, let's see, I had the C of 19 across. Trademarked coffee holder was K cup.
Uh-huh.
So I knew that. And then I think I also had the P of 26 across, more aged as some cheeses, was sharper. Uh-huh. So I had a C and a P, and the clue there was some surgical tools.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I think it's forceps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, okay, I guess I need an FO in there. And then the one right next to it, Total Phony, was a faker.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like, huh, I've got an F and an FO. This is weird.
Uh-huh.
And that was where I sort of stumbled across it. But mm-hmm. I couldn't, the clues in the top left corner, like pop pop was Gramps.
Uh-huh.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh, I mean, that's just another slang word for grandfather. Pop pop, Gramps, grandpa.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard Gramps. I've never heard pop pop.
Uh-huh.
You know, if, no, I was thinking it was.
That's a word for grandpa.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Not in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Punished for the weekend, perhaps, three down was grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking hangover and or something like that.
Oh.
But I wasn't even close.
Mm-hmm.
And for beer containers, I thought vats. I thought kegs.
Kegs, yeah.
I thought I wanted to think six packs.
Because,
I mean, you knew there was a rebus happening here, so it could have been anything.
Uh-huh.
But turned out it was growlers.
I've never heard of a growler as
mm-hmm.
a beer container. But
They've used that before, and I recognized it after I got it. But it's like, oh, that's right.
Uh-huh.
And then in the same corner, 20 across, Sierra Blanc, Mexican range, informally. Whenever I see Sierra, the second word I have to follow that with is León, which is a country in Africa.
Africa.
Yeah, it's not in, and I realize it's not in Central America.
Uh-huh.
And that was Sierra Madre, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that same corner, 24 across, things you might save while driving. I had it ending in an S, and the only thing I could think of was receipts. It's like, you know, you're driving, you go to a gas station, you get your receipt. Or if you're driving an EV, you go to a charging station and you get your receipt. But it turned out to be presets.
Yes.
Which I thought was pretty amusing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, the one under that, aptly named mascot of the 2000 Olympics. I'm like, what could that be?
I didn't even know where they were.
Sydney.
You knew that?
No, I didn't know where they were. But once I got the answer, Sydney, I thought, oh, yeah, they were in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always just assumed that any Olympics ever is always in Los Angeles. So I was trying to get LAX to fit in there.
Oh.
But right next to that was the only gimme for me.
Yeah.
Jean Blanc Picard of Star Trek.
Yeah, Luke. I got that one right away.
It's just like, finally, I know one.
Uh-huh.
And from there, I just worked my way out.
Well, I knew 18 across the barber's belt was a strop. I knew that.
Yeah, I knew that. I didn't know the one above it, 15 across, kind of group in chemistry, amino.
Uh-huh.
And that A of amino was running into five down. That was, one might hit a very low pitch. And I had BAS, and I was having trouble in there. And, you know, with Leone, it looked like it was base. So, like, something to do with baseball.
Oh.
But it was base tuba.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's like, ooh. And even after I got the bass, I wasn't sure what to do with it, but eventually the tuba popped up. 'Cause 31 across, leaves in the kitchen was basil.
Uh-huh.
That was good.
Yeah.
There were a lot of great clues here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, for a total phony, I wanted to spell it F-A-K-I-R, which is somebody in India is I'm not sure how to pronounce it, fakir.
Fakir.
Because that where I wanted to put the I instead of the sort of the more traditional, perhaps faker with an E, that ran into 22 across Comicdom's Queen of the Jungle, Sheena.
Uh-huh.
Were you familiar with Sheena?
No, I was not.
is some sort of like pulp comic originally in the 1940s.
Oh, my.
And she can apparently like sort of transform herself or at least relate to animals in the jungle. She was raised as an orphan, sort of a female Tarzan, I guess.
Oh. One that I thought was kind of interesting, 45 across, the gateway to the West. And the answer was Omaha.
Well, that's wrong.
What did you think was gateway to the West?
I know what the gateway to the West is. It's St. Louis.
Yes, that's what I thought too. The arch. That was the whole idea behind the arch. Right. It was like the gateway to the West. So.
Well, apparently it's the multiverse. You can have multiple gateways to the West.
Well, and of course, that's where Lewis and Clark started from. And of course, they explored the West.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Omaha is gateway to the slightly further west.
Well, it is. So, but I don't know that I ever, I mean, I lived in Nebraska for 4 years, but I don't ever remember them calling Omaha the gateway to the west.
But do you ever remember a settler showing up in one of those old covered wagons saying,
no.
Excuse me, ma'am, can you point me to the west? Isn't this the gateway to it?
I didn't live in Omaha.
That's
in Lincoln.
That's true, you did. By the way, that M of Omaha ran into 39 down. Fried food whose name translates to breaded. And the answer was empanada.
Uh-huh.
And I had enough letters popping up there that I was thinking of Escanaba, the city in just to the north of us in Michigan.
Right, yes.
In the Upper Peninsula.
Uh-huh.
And a lovely city of about 12,000. And I bet you can buy empanadas there.
Probably.
Maybe.
Yes.
I don't know.
It is a lovely city with a lighthouse.
Yes, and a big empanada.
Right on
they
the
should,
bay.
I mean, really, they should be selling empanadas at Escanaba. It's just like, it cries out for that.
I know.
36 down. You might make waves when you lie about this. And the answer was waterbed.
Right.
That was funny.
It took me a while.
Mm-hmm. Name, 51 across, name hidden in oleomargarine was Omar.
Right.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
And 69 across, Norse god of war was Tyr, spelled T-Y-R.
Yeah, that one kind of threw me.
Yeah.
Because 56 down, evidencing physical exertion, I put sweats.
Right.
Because it was a verb,
mm-hmm.
evidencing not sweaty, which is an adjective. You know, if they put evidence of physical exertion, I guess that wouldn't work either. But if they put, characteristic of physical exertion, maybe sweaty, but...
Well, I think evidencing means showing, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you're sweaty, you are showing physical exertion.
I guess.
I am sure they tested the old verb tense before they released this to the to the public. I mean, I had TSR for a while. Had some sort of a programming routine that I vaguely remember, but I'm not going to be able to recollect here, and no one would know it anyway. So, so I had TSR for a while, and I was okay with that, but I was a little suspicious that it turned out to be Tyr.
Uh-huh.
Right next to that, 68 across, hole maker was spade.
Right.
But that was sort of a little bit prosaic. But let's see if there are any others worth. I think we hit the highlights. Very good crossword. I mean, the clues were just to. Oh, a 44 across, Shakespearean cries. Eyes, A-Y-S.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was good.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And one last one, 42 down, crestfallen was sad.
Yes.
I always like it when you've got this sort of big, expensive word, and it just turns out to be some little word you learned in grade zero, sad.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well, this was an excellent crossword.
Yep.
Definitely
like
five
it.
Squares on the JAM CR
well,
scale.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, that is it for today, folks. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, as you're listening to these podcasts, if you haven't solved the crossword yourself and aren't going to try, you can go to xwordinfo.com. Jeff Chen runs that when he's not busy writing crosswords for the New York Times. And you can see the entire filled out grid and the clues as well. And so it makes us, it'll make it a little easier to sort of follow the conversation we are having here. Anyways, that's it for today. Drop us a line if you care to, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we'll see all of you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.